Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Lamed Hey is the issue of Seis HaKochavim. How long does one need to wait after Shabbos? When is it considered no longer Laila? An analysis of the positions of the Gra and Rabbeinu Tam, and a few important applications of their Shita. Could very well be that the most important Daf for the Sugya of Seis HaKochavim and Bein HaShemoshos is Lamed Hey Masechet Shabbos, because Tosas Dibra Maskul Trei Til Simil asks a fantastic question. The Gemara on the top of Lamed Hey Amid Aleph had told us that according to Rav Yosef, the amount of time it takes for Shkia is the amount of time it takes to walk 2/3 of a mil. Rabba says 3/4 of a mil. We also had in our daf the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya, who says the amount of time it takes to walk 1/2 mil. Ask Tosfos that the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph describes that the distance between Shkias HaChama to Tzeis HaKochavim can be ascribed, yes, in terms of distance, the amount of time that a person would walk 4 mil. Ask Tosfos, there's a contradiction over here. It seems from the Sugya in Psachim that the amount of time of Bein HaShemoshos is actually quite a bit more than as described in our Sugya. In fact, more than 5 times as much. Tosas reconciles this contradiction in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, and here evolves Rabbeinu Tam Shita of the time for Tzeis HaKochavim, that there are two parts to Shkia. There's the Tchilas Shkia, which is what our Gemara describes, and that is 3/4 of a mil into the day. And the Gemara in Psachim is talking about Sof Hashkia. This opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is as well found in Psachim on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. And hence, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbos is not over, and Shabbos does not entirely begin until 72 minutes after Shkia. We mentioned yesterday that the Chassam Sofer, or Chaim Simin Pei, attests that in their communities in Hungary, they followed Rabbeinu Tam, even to the point that it seemed that they did melacha after the first Shkia. In other words, after what we call the sun setting, but not at the end already of the first Shkia. In other words, when the sun set, there were some who did Shkia, did melacha. 3/4 of a mil into sunset, it seems from the Chassam Sofer that they already stopped doing melacha, being choshesh already for that moment for Bein HaShemoshos. And this is how it's found in Shulchan Aruch. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like this opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Mechaber, in Reish Samach Aleph Siv Beis, Yesh Omrim Shetzarach Lahosef Michol Al HaKodesh. There are some who say that there's a mitzvah to add Tosef Shabbos. Uzman Tosef Zeh. Now notice how he says it. Hu mitchilas Hashkia. We don't follow this, but the Mechaber says that Zman Tosef starts from the beginning of Shkia. She'ein HaShemesh Neres Al Haaretz. It's not really Shkia yet. That's Tosefes. Ad Zman Bein HaShemoshos. Until the time of Zman HaShemoshos. V'azman Hazeh Shu Shloshim Milin Urevia. That's 3/4 of a mil. Ratzel Asoso Kulo Tosefes Asa. Ratzel Asmer Mixas Ose. So we see that the Mechaber holds that Shabbos does not start at the moment of Shkia, and one is still being Mekayim Tosefes Shabbos by the beginning of Shkia, as we saw from the Chassam Sofer. However, as it's well known, the Gaonim disagreed with the Rabbeinu Tam. Their position is brought down in the Shas L'Tshuvas Maram Al Shakir Simin Tzadi Vav, and what's most famous is the strong disagreement of the Vilna Gaon to Rabbeinu Tam. And the Vilna Gaon's argument goes, Hachush Makrish. The Vilna Gaon says, how could you possibly say that nightfall is only 72 minutes after Shkia? We already see 3 stars in the horizon way before 72 minutes. And the Gra says that it's considered halachically night already 3/4 of a mil after Shkia. Let us stop for a moment and do the cheshbon of 3/4 of a mil. On a regular day, which has 12-day 12-hour day and a 12-hour night. When we calculate 3/4 of a mil, which there are different opinions whether it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil, 22 minutes to walk a mil, 24 minutes, the general assumption is that it is 18 minutes. So 18 minutes after Shkia, according to Pure Din, the Fi the Gra, Shabbos would be over. I've heard two defenses for the position of Rabbeinu Tam against the allegation of the Gra that Achush Machish, that way before 72 minutes, there are three stars in the sky. One that I don't understand, that I was zocha to hear from my great Rebbe, Rav Nevenzel Shlita, he told me that it could very well be that the Gra and Rabbeinu Tam weren't arguing at all. And that is, Rabbeinu Tam was describing in France, which is very far away from the equator, and those who know astronomy know that it takes longer for the countries that are further away from the equator to get dark, and Rabbeinu Tam was describing it in France. But in Eretz Yisrael and in Bavel, there, which are both closer to the equator, there the sky darkens a lot more quickly. I'm not sure I understand what my great Rebbe said, because if you take a look in the Gemara in Pesachim and Sadi Gimel on the base, the Gemara actually makes a calculation of the 72 minutes that the Gra reported in the name of Rabbeinu Tam as being incorrect, which becomes the source for Rabbeinu Tam, as the distance that Rabbi Chanina had seen from Sodom to Tzoar. The Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom on Sadi Gimel Amabez, quotes the Pasuk in last week's Parsha, in Parshas Vayera, that when Lot was escaping, it says the Malachim pulled him out, Ukimo HaShachar Allah, at daybreak, which by the way corresponds to Shkia, the Malachim pulled him out, and then it says HaShemesh Yotza Al-Aretz V'Lot Bo'atzorah. So the distance between Sodom and Tzoar, says the Gemara, is the same distance as we see from the Psukim, from daybreak, Alos HaShachar, and Neitzachama. Rabbi Chanina says he saw the distance, and there's a discussion in the Gemara whether that distance, he measured it. There's a discussion whether it's a distance of 4 mil or 5 mil. Our Gemara, Lahalacha, assumes that it's 4 mil, but clearly it wasn't 3/4 of a mil. It was 4 mil. That's the source of the Gemara in Pesachim. Now that distance, which is the source for the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, is in the area of Eretz Yisrael. It's right by the Yam HaMelech. Therefore, it sounds like the Makar of Rabbeinu Tam was built off Eretz Yisrael, and not, as my Rebbe had suggested, was built off of France. Blinether, as I was going over the Sugya today in the Daf Yomi, the question dawned upon me. I will try to ask Rav Nevenzel that tomorrow. Another explanation to defend Rabbeinu Tam against the Gra is found in the Sefer Dvar Shmuel on Pesachim, who was a Lamdin who died young, who learned in the Mir Yeshiva, and he quoted a very simple pshat, Bidas Rabbeinu Tam, and that is, there's no machlokis between the Gra and Rabbeinu Tam, because the Gra was talking about looking in the Eastern Hemisphere, which is darker than the Western Hemisphere. If you remember, the Gemara described that the Eastern Hemisphere reflects the sunning of the sun in the Western Hemisphere, but clearly it's going to be darker. Check, next time the sun goes down in the West, you'll see that the East is darker. The Gra was looking towards the East when he looked for the stars. And then he said, Achush Machish, that 18 minutes after Shkia, you'll already see stars. Rabbeinu Tam was looking in the west where the sun sets, and there it takes a lot longer for it to get dark, and there it's 72 minutes. This is a very elegant pshat in the machlokis that does not makes it that the machlokis is not a machlokis in Metzius. Either way, it does need to be emphasized that one should not, most days of the year, chas v'chalila du malacha 18 minutes after Shkia on Shabbos. And the reason for that is pointed out in the Ber Halacha in that Simen in Reish Samech Alf. The Gra is found in Sifkot and Yud Gimel. The Ber Halacha in Dibra Maschil Shehu points out that the entire calculation of 18 minutes is only on a perfect day. As we started out, the examples we were given is if there is a 12-hour day and 12-hour night. However, once the Shos Zmanios change, because the days are no longer equally divided, then that makes the calculation during the summer as being longer, because the hours are longer, and therefore during the summer, particularly, Bein HaShmashos will extend a lot later. And the Gra himself writes this. The Gra also makes another point, says the Be'er HaLacha, and this is the point Rav Nevinzal was driving at before, and that is, the further you go away from the equator, the longer Bein HaShmashos is going to be. If that's so, even though the Prima Gadim suggests that maybe it would not be dependent on the distance from the equator, my Rabbeim felt very strongly that in New York City, no, even the Gra, it's Kemat Meforsh in the Gra, the easiest way to see this is in the Be'er HaLacha, Dibra Maslul Shu Gimel Milim, that it's clear that Bein HaShmashos will be longer than 18 minutes. Hence, the custom, as I grew up in New York, was not to do malacha before 40 minutes. I found another makar of why not to do malacha for 40 minutes, and that is in Rav Yisrael Zalman's, in the name of Rav Yisrael Zalman Sefer, in Hilchos Kriyishma, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he quotes Rav Yosef Schwartz, who struggles with the Gra's 18 minutes, and he asks that the Gra's Chush Machish is also difficult, because if you look up in the sky, it's hard to see stars only 18 minutes after Shkia. He quotes Reb David Beheran, who is a famous tzaddik in Yerushalayim, a good friend of Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, who suggested that the reason why today we don't see it is because there is so much light in the street, and once upon a time, everything was dark and it was a lot easier to see the stars. Nevertheless, Rav Yosef Schwartz suggested that in general we only see these middle-sized stars 40 minutes after Shkia, even if we're not going to follow Rabbeinu Tam, and that is the custom, as I know, in the States. In Israel, it could very well be there are people that daven Ma'ariv earlier than 40 minutes after Shkia, and consider that even the Zman Kriyishma. And if I am not mistaken, Rav Nevinzal said from Rav Shlomo Zalman, something around 25 minutes after Shkia, already being the Zman of Kriyishma. And here, on this halacha, in Reish Samach Aleph, Rav Nevinzal said that Be'eretz Yisrael Noagim Kedas HaGra, that the meaning in Eretz Yisrael is to follow the Gra, and those who follow Rabbeinu Tam will only use it L'chumra. I think I heard from Rav Chizkiyo Nevinzal that Rav Nevinzal is Choshesh for Rabbeinu Tam, in all Tanesim, that he waits a long, long time. He doesn't only wait 72 minutes, he even waits longer. It's well known that in Brisk, Reb Chaim had a longer cheshbon. And even though the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Aleph, as we read, seems to follow Rabbeinu Tam, Reb Nevinzal was ma'orer that in Hilchos Mila, in Simon Reish Samach Beisif Hei, it sounds like the Mechaber does not go like Rabbeinu Tam, and some have suggested that that the Mechaber was actually Choser from his Psak, and we follow the Psak that of the Gra, and therefore even on the longest of days, Rav Nevinzal says 28 minutes after Shkia, Rav Shlomo Zalman had said, was the end of Bein HaShmashos. It was the beginning of Tzveis. On an average day, as I mentioned, 25 minutes, a short day 22 minutes. Finally, another item of interest, which is as much a case of historical interest, is the last psak. Rav Nevinzal told me the last psak that he heard from Shlomo Zalman Orbach is recorded as well in one of in Rav Nevinzal's hesped for Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, that he visited him, if I'm not mistaken, in Shari Tzedek. Shlomo Zalman asked him, how is it possible that there are two babies that are born at the same time in Shari Tzedek, and one baby, the bris, will be on one day, and the other on the other day when they're both healthy? And Rav Shlomo Zalman smiled and told him that he thought it depended on what floor in Shari Tzedek they were born. The ones who are born on the lower floor, so then if they were born very, very close to Shkia, so then in such a case, if the sunset cannot be seen from that room, and the sun has already descended on the horizon from that floor, then in such a case it's already the next day. But a child whose mother gave birth on a higher floor where there's a greater scope to be able to see the sunset and the sun for longer, then that baby will be, whose Mila would be on the eighth day from before the Shkia. while the baby on the lower floor would be the next day. This is found in Rav Neiman Sal's Ha'ara briefly in Dibra Maschel Shachama in Simon Reish Samach Aleph, and is found more clearly in the Hesped for Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the back of the Sichos on Rosh Hashanah. This is a tremendous chiddush, because then you will often have two people, two or three blocks away from each other, one of them who can no longer see the sun, and the other who's on a higher elevation who can see the sun, and one will have Shabbos, and one will not have Shabbos. This is a big chiddush. I'm not aware of many of the Talmidim of Rav Neiman Sal who've followed this lahalacha, but I think it is very dear to him, because this is the last psak that he heard from Shlomo Zalman Orbach before he passed away, when he visited him in the hospital. Finally, since we mentioned that time and that last psak, I will tell you a story that I heard from Rav Tzvi Shiloni at the time, at the Shiva, when Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal had passed away. During the week of Shiva, the boys knew the time that Rav Neiman Sal would leave Yeshivat HaKotel to go learn with Rav Shlomo Zalman in his famous hideaway. And on that assigned day, on that fateful day where, for the first time in many, many years, Rav Neiman Sal would not learn with him, Bechavrusa, Talmidim watched him go into an office that he hardly ever used, and he cloistered himself there, and Rav Shiloni told me that he put his ear to the door and he heard terrible sobbing. That was a real connection between a Rebbe and a Talmud. These are some of the halachos of Bein Hashmashos, the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra, and a few things from the Psakim of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal.